Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Da 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 da. It's Christmas Day! I mean, hopefully you're not listening to this on Christmas Day, because you should be with your family celebrating.
But if you are, we're very honoured that you've decided to listen to us two idiots chat.
No. Could you believe it? Can you believe it? It is episode 24, I want to say.
How cool that that's the Christmas, like the last Christmas episode.
It is. Oh my God.
And it's the 24th.
24 days of Advent. How cute. But yes, this is a Fresh Friday. Well, you should know this if you're clicking on this, like, you know.
But if you're listening, obviously, if you're not listening on Christmas Day and after, we hope that you've had a lovely Christmas.
Yes,
we hope that you got spoil and that you, you know, had as much fun as you can during these trying times.
Yeah, because it's not, I think it's going to be a very different Christmas, but hopefully it will just be just as magical and happy and celebratory as every year. Not speaking of Christmas, what have you been up to this week?
Not a lot, but... Oh,
okay, fair enough.
I've started doing a few more quizzes online. Now, this sort of died down a bit. Like, the first
like a
lockdown.
Zoom quiz.
Yeah. First lockdown on it. Every week I was doing the quizzes. I was quizzed out. As Gemma Collins would say, she was gamed out. I was quizzed
out. I'm all gamed out.
But I did a quiz the other day, and I'm doing a Christmas quiz on the weekend.
Very nice.
So I'm getting quite good with me knowledge, you know.
Yeah.
I retained strange information because the other day we like the logo board game. Don't know if you've ever played it.
Yes, I haven't played it, but I used to have the app. It was like Guess the Logo app I used to have,
Well, there's a new logo board game, which is the second edition. So it's more like current. So
how do you play? I don't really understand it.
So basically it's a board game. And you have to move around the board, but you answer questions. So each card has four questions, and they each have a colour.
Right,
and then you have to, if you get it right, you move to that colour. But basically, if you get it wrong, it then moves on to the next person. So they could then answer the whole pack of them, and then they could, like, I'm probably not explaining it very well, but if you, like, aren't very good, then the next people can get more from
it. That's good.
But I keep retaining strange information from this, and I feel like it will benefit when I play again, because I'll remember it. Like, did you know that, you might have known this, but I didn't know, that Ferrero Rocher and Kinder Bueno and that are also part of the same company?
No, I didn't. But actually, now you say it, it makes sense, because it's all hazelnutty... Do you like a quick Kinder Bueno? Because you don't like nuts.
Well, this is what I actually said when we were playing the game. I don't like nuts, but I don't mind a Kinder Bueno.
Oh, okay.
Or you a hungry, is like, it hungry hippo or hippos?
Oh, yeah. So you must like hazelnut, like
I don't mind that. If you gave it to me, I wouldn't pick it in the shop, but if it's given.
No. Do you eat
Nutella? I don't really have it on toast or anything.
I'm not a massive Nutella fan either, right.
But I don't. But yeah, I learned that in it, and I keep. You know when you pick up weird facts and you just remember them.
Love that.
But yeah, we played that this week because it was my dad's birthday. So
happy birthday!
I love a board game.
Do you know what's same? And I haven't played a board game. We used to play Uno at my old work.
Oh, I love Uno.
I don't know if that's a board game. I don't know if you can pass as a board game.
We played that the other day.
But I haven't played a board game in must be over a year. Like literally, just haven't.
This year I have played so many.
Oh, like, I'm very jealous of that, though. I wish I was. I love a bloody board game. I'd sell ya.
But, yeah, have you been up to anything fun, Molly? Done anything festive?
I have been... actually, festive, yes. I've bought my first Christmas presents, finally. Literally a week to go.
Can you say what it is, or will they be listening?
I can. Well, no, because both the people I've bought for know... They told me what they wanted, so it was not a surprise. I bought my nan the Escape to the Chateau book. I don't know if you've seen the show, Escape to the Chateau.
Dick and...
Dick and... Angel. Yeah, yes. She's a massive fan. She watches all the series.
Who's that, sorry?
My nan.
Oh, my mum loves that programme too.
So she's asked for the book, and I've actually got it in my bedroom. It's come.
Oh, I didn't know they had a book out.
No, it's new. It literally just came out. It's for Christmas, I think. But it's like basically a year at their chateau. It's
could
all
have got
about
my mum that.
Could have. Should have, would have, could have. and then I bought my dad, shout out to you, Tony, a cashmere jumper because you cashmere? Know, putting out is in a Vernon K. Loving a bit of cashmere.
Only the best for our Tony.
Literally. I was like, all right. He was like, yeah, I'd like a roll neck jumper. And I was like, oh, yeah, went, yeah, cashmere. Oh, all right, Dad. Oh, yeah, all right. Okay. I'm the fucking best.
Where did so you get this cashmere jumper from then?
Oh, it's called Charles something. I've never heard of the brand, but it was the cheapest one I could find.
Only the best.
But it's coming on the 22nd. Cashmere sounds expensive, so though. I will divulge. It did cost me more than I was willing to pay for a jumper, but we're going to
I hope you like on. It, Tony.
Yeah, he better like it, because I picked the best bloody one, like the best colour, so...
It is hard picking a gift, though, isn't it?
I know, people. Especially for my dad. I'm just such a bad gift giver for my dad. I have never know what to get him.
I feel like dads are just hard to buy for, though.
Unless they have a hobby, like Arthur and Katie, her dad's a golfer. So getting something golfy, I bet. But yeah. My dad hasn't got a hobby. Like, his hobby is going to the pub. Like, would you get something that has no hobbies?
He can so make his annoying. Own beer?
No, he wouldn't drink it. He only drinks at the pub. It's so annoying.
My sister bought my dad for his birthday a keg of beer because he really misses getting, like, beer bless at the pub him. And bless him, he had it at the end of the table and he was like pouring himself with pie.
What
it
did you get cute. Your dad for you for his birthday?
So I was going to say, because it's difficult knowing what to buy him, I quite like the idea of buying like an experience. Now unfortunately, yes, same. To be fair, this experience he probably wouldn't do until it was a bit warmer anyway, so hopefully by then. But we bought him he likes doing like activities. He's quite a bit of an adrenaline junkie. And we watched was it called Rock the Boat or something? It was like a ITV program. Oh,
yeah, the one that they had to row across Britain.
That's
it.
And on that, they did lots of little challenges. And on one of them, they did abseiling. Oh, and my dad's done that before. And he went, I really want to do that again. So I remembered.
Remembered that. Good.
We all chipped in and bought him an abseil experience.
I love that. Oh, that's so good.
It's actually off, I probably can't remember the exact name of it, but where the Olympic Stadium is, there's that weird like sculpture. It's called, like, it's a building. You can slide down it as well.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know.
Orbital Architor or something. I can't remember what it's called. If you saw it, you probably know what it was.
Oh, okay.
And it's to abseil off that. Oh, but wow. We did it for him and a friend because we thought it'd be something nice to do with someone.
That's nice.
But I don't know who's going to take. And I was like, you're not allowed to pick me or my sister because that's not fair because we paid for it.
Oh, okay. Because you paid for it, yeah. Yeah, and also it'd be nice for him to do it with perhaps a friend, if you know. Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah, no.
Because we both would want to do it, me and my sister, so I don't think it'd be fair to pick.
Yeah, it wouldn't be fair to pick because the other one would be a bit jealous of it.
Yeah. But no, that's what we got him because he has everything he wants. Like, so I thought, let's get him something that he probably wouldn't. I think a gift, like, it's nice to buy something someone wouldn't get themselves.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? That's like, what I like, yeah. And I think experiences are. I think they are the new thing at the minute, especially after COVID. Yeah. Like, I will be buying a few people some experiences because also it's something to do. You can make a day out of it.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You go to London, you can then make a day out of just being in London. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's what I think anyway. That's
I like a day out and I like.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, no. So hopefully he likes that if you're listening, Dad. I know you listen every week.
Yeah, I hope he does.
So, this is actually the last Christmas question of the day. And I said it right this time.
Yeah, you finally, the last one, you got it right.
So, this one actually comes from my boyfriend. Hello, Troy.
Shout out, Troy.
I know he's actually behind on a few episodes, so I hope you've actually caught up, young man. So,
getting a slapped wrist from Faye there.
I actually can't get close enough, can I?
Of course, yeah. Body with a barge pole.
I mean, maybe we might be out of tier three by then. Who knows? Who knows? The Christmas question of the day.
Oh, yeah. Say it slowly and you get it right, yeah?
Have you, or like, it was kind of a mixture, basically. Have you been out on a night out on Christmas Eve? I think it was
more, do you go out on a night out? Like,
do you? Like, is it a thing you consistently sort of do?
Yeah, it's a thing you do, yeah. Is what like a tradition. Got from it. Yeah.
So, yeah, going out Christmas Eve, being hungover, I think people could tell from my passive aggression on the story how I was voting.
Faye was not a fan of this.
Being hungover on Christmas morning, like, what do we think, Molly? What do we think the public,
our followers said? I think the public do not. I think there would probably be a good little portion of the people that do, but I don't.
Because we have a lot of young followers. as well, don't we?
But I don't think it's going to be like 80. I don't think it's going to be so like 98.2%. I think it's going to be like 25-75, something like that.
Okay, so it was 29% yes and 71% no.
That's good. That's
it was quite high at one point. Oh, was it? Like, oh, yeah.
Everybody was voting yes to begin with. If it had got yes, you would have been seething. You're like, what are we all doing on Christmas Eve?
Because, I'll just explain my thing.
Go on.
Now, if you know me, I love a night out. I love a drink. I love going out. Mm-hmm. But I draw the line at Christmas.
You draw like, the line Christmas at a lot of Eve. Things, aren't you, Faye, recently?
Sweet corn on a roast.
Sweet corn on a roast.
That quote actually reminds me of Gavin and Stacey. What is it? I see the quote on a... You could buy it to put on your wall. Me and my friends were joking about it. The quote, this is it, that was about... Fags and weed, glue and speed, but I draw the line at crack.
That's it.
So I basically... Love a night out any time of the year, but Christmas Eve is not that night that you should be doing that.
Okay, fair enough. Yep, I agree.
I don't mind a few drinks maybe in a pub, but a hardcore night out, it just doesn't sit well with me. But, you know, each their own. Tell me your views.
Okay, my views surprisingly agree with you. I am not usually a Christmas goer-outer. For me, it's like Christmas Eve is, especially, I think it's because of how I grew up with Christmas Eve, like... It was the day when you got into your pyjamas early, because as we'll go into later, I used to get a Christmas Eve box. So you'd put on your pyjamas early, you'd watch a film, you'd chill out, you'd perhaps have some picky picnic food, like, before you go to bed. Well, that's what we do.
And no then, cold meat.
No, not cold, cold meat's Boxing Day, Faye. This is pre-meat. Meat is still raw.
Yeah, it's true. It's still cooking.
Who's cooking on Christmas Eve?
Some what, people do.
Oh, you need to get in the bin, because no thank you.
We draw the line at that.
Imagine that, the turkey, like, cooking all night. I'd be like, oh, God.
Some people do.
Why?
Yeah, like, on a slow all
degrees,
night.
Like,
no, not for me, thank you.
No, thank you. I'd be worried the kitchen would catch on fire. Thank you. But, so, yeah, I just don't particularly like the idea of going out on Christmas Eve. And also, it's really cold on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, and, like, I can understand having a couple of drinks, but I know people that do it. And it's like it's almost like a tradition. They go on like this Christmas night out. Mm-hmm. And I can imagine when it does hit Christmas Day, when you're out, it's a bit like that New Year feeling. I can imagine it's quite, you know, hey, it's Christmas, and you get all excited. But I don't want to be hanging on Christmas morning.
So,
and I would take it too far.
I actually have been out on a Christmas Eve night.
How was it?
I can give
please
you
share.
Experiences. So last year, I went out on 2019 Christmas. It was an experience, and I probably wouldn't do it again. Not that it was a bad night out. It was, for me, I think it's because I had gone to the Panto on Christmas Eve, which is something we do, and then I'd literally driven the Panto straight to my friend's house, and she was like, hadn't eaten all day, and she was like, right, we're going out, and I was like, okay, well, I'm starving, so I haven't eaten, and I literally worked on my makeup, and we kind of went out, I'm not a fan of packed places. I don't particularly like a packed pub. I don't
won't be having that this year.
Yeah, literally, won't we? But it was like, we went to Spoons and it was just too many people, and it was like...
I can imagine it's a busy night.
And like, we spent a lot of the time outside and I was freezing cold and I was just like, I just don't want to be here. And, like, don't get me wrong, it wasn't anybody's fault. It's just for me.
No, it's the vibe, isn't it?
Yeah, I just didn't have the vibe. Anyway, the nice thing was when it did, like you say, when it hit Christmas Day, like 12 o'clock, everybody was like, way, like, well, Christmas.
Yeah, I bet that's nice.
And the thing for me is I didn't want to get drunk because the next day I was driving. So I was like, I can't get drunk because I have to drive my car on Christmas Day. So I can't be hanging. Like, I can't be. So that, I don't know, it was just for me, it wasn't the best night. And I just think your big night out should be New Year's. Like, I love
like
a New Year's night. But not for
Christmas
me.
Eve to me is like warm, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not a child, no, but I like getting into my Christmas pyjamas. I like having my Christmas hot chocolate.
I think Christmas Eve is just that, like, it's the night before it happens. It's everything's all exciting. You're getting all ready. Like, even as a 23-year-old person, I could think how old I was then. You know, you just think of it as like this exciting day. I don't know. Maybe I'm
because
just,
don't get
me
wrong,
old.
A Christmas night out is fun. You know.
Yeah.
Like. I think I remember one year I went out on the 23rd.
Oh, okay.
And then what was cool is, like, when it hit the next day, I was like, oh, my God, it's Christmas Eve. It's Christmas tomorrow. Oh, I was like, God. This weird. But, like, that was enough, I think.
Yeah.
That was enough because then I wasn't. I was a little bit hungover on Christmas Eve, but by the time it got to Christmas Day, I was ready for it.
Well, funny as well, if, say, COVID wasn't a thing, if I was going out Christmas Eve this year, I'd be working in the morning and the afternoon. Oh, and right, then go. Yeah. That would, no, thank you. I wouldn't want to be a full, like, you know, getting up for 7 a.m. to then go out, work all day. That'd then be go out. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Maybe we need to try it. A big, heavy night out on Christmas Eve.
I'll let you do that and I'll just sit back and watch. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's just nothing. It's no, I've never done it and I don't think I ever will.
Yeah, I think it depends on your how you did it. That's not me
being
it.
A Scrooge.
No, but I know my dad. My dad goes out every Christmas Eve because he doesn't go clubbing. He'll go pubbing.
No,
he goes out drinking with the pub. You know, so I suppose that's another. You know, some people go pubs.
I mean, I wouldn't mind a couple of drinks at the pub, but. I don't want to be getting slaughtered.
Covered in. It just reminds me of, like, dads who are pissed. They put on their Santa suit and they're just fucked, like, covering the door, like, hi, yeah, my Santa suit.
But Christmas Day, I don't want to be feeling groggy. I don't want to, like, have had a lack of sleep. And...
Because it's such a long day, I want to be the freshest I am. I'll even go to bed a bit early on Christmas Eve. You know, I might go to bed at, like, 10 o'clock. Get yourself
I was going to say, like, 8.
I'll go to bed at 5 o'clock in the evening. Make sure I'm refreshed. No, you know, like, perhaps I'd go to bed, like, before midnight because...
Can't sleep, though, because I'm so excited.
He's got to have some lavender to get a knocker out. Take some sleeping pills.
Oh, I love a sleep spray, actually.
I hate a sleep spray. I hate lavender. No, thank you.
I don't really like lavender, but I've got a nice sleep spray.
Oh, a nice sleep spray. That's that lavender.
Well, no, I think it has lavender in it, but
which is disgusting.
I can. It's nice.
As soon
it's very
I smell
nice.
It, I'm like, no, thank you. That get that away.
Makes
from
me all sleepy.
Sleepy snack. I love that word, snack.
Hello, editor Molly here. Just a disclaimer that there is a mic crackling through the main topic this week. Really sorry. Don't know what happened. Obviously, the mic was. Wanting to be a little bit of a dick this week. But anyways, I hope you still enjoy this part of the podcast. Thank you for listening.
Do they know it's Christmas time at all? I don't know why I keep singing. I'm in the festive mood, guys. Anyway.
So you should be.
Yeah, defo. We are going to talk about our little bit of a Christmas day, like what we get up to on the Christmas period, the little free day.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say free day weekend, but it doesn't have to be on a weekend. Free day celebration.
It is this week. Well, kind of, yeah.
Half of. Well, yeah, we've got the Monday. Well, I've got the Monday off as well.
Yeah, so. Me too.
Banging. But, and then we're going to go into a little bit of music, which I think is why I keep singing, because I'm just like...
A little bit of music.
A little bit of music. A little bit of... Why did you sound like Chris Eubank then?
That's isn't it, from that video? Add a little bit of spice. Is it him or is it Ainsley Harriott? It's Chris Eubank.
But that sounds like Chris Eubank. Yeah. It's when he was on Gogglebox with his son.
That's my Chris Eubank impression. It always wins.
If you don't know who Chris Eubank is, he is a boxer, I think. Who just has a funny voice. Sorry, Chris, if you're listening.
Anyways,
let's get on with our day. So, I thought we'd start Christmas Eve. If you've got anything you do on Christmas Eve special? Because I have something.
Go on.
We used to get a Christmas Eve box, which I think I've hinted at before. But basically, every year my mum would do us a box each, me and my brother. And it consists of a new set of Christmas pyjamas, a hot chocolate set, and potentially a new mug as well.
Oh, God.
Some chocolates and popcorn-y stuff she used to do. And then we'd get a film, a Christmas film, every year. Or we'd watch a Christmas film, and that's why we'd get popcorn and stuff. And then later years, we used to always watch The Nightmare Before Christmas, because that was her favourite Christmas film.
Oh, that's cute.
Which I'm not a huge fan of, not going to lie. Sorry, but not me fave. It just used to be something that we used to do every year. And I used to love getting the Christmas Eve box, because I love getting new pyjamas, and like you'd feel all festive.
Oh, I love new pyjamas.
Especially Christmas
pajamas.
What age
did you What age did you start getting Christmas Eve boxes? Because we did Christmas Eve boxes, but it wasn't until I was probably about, like, 17, 18 or something.
Oh, we weren't that old, but it wasn't, like, kids. I think we were definitely...
Okay, maybe a little bit younger than...
Oh, I'm trying to think, because we moved into our new house when I was 10. So I'd probably say, like, secondary school. Like, it must have been, like, about 12 or 13. Like...
When we were kids, we didn't... We didn't
get them when we were little. It was only, like, I say recently, like, in my later childhood that we got them. But I used to love getting a Christmas Eve. It was probably my favourite part of Christmas, like, to begin with. I love the Christmas Eve box.
It gets you all excited, because then on Christmas Day, you've got your new pyjamas on and you're all...
Oh.
New pyjamas just feel so nice, don't they?
I love them. New pyjamas and new fresh sheets. They're my favourite things in the world. I
love fresh sheets. I've got my Christmas bedding on at the moment.
No, I saw you'd put it on. I do not. Yeah. I don't have any Christmas bedding. I perhaps should get some, but not this
year. I never used to, but we splashed out.
Thought you'd treat yourself this year. Yeah, but
we did. But Christmas Eve in our house is, we, like we said, obviously, on the question of the day, it's a day where you get all excited. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
We watch Christmas films, like... Have some nice Christmas food. I remember, like, a couple of years ago, we had, like, fajitas, and it was all, like, you know, a nice little treat.
Oh, very nice.
But, yeah, it's just, like, a cosy little day. Might go out and see the Christmas lights or something like that.
Yeah, I loved doing that as a kid. Yeah, no, and I, like I said before, our Christmas Eve was always picky dinner, like, I always call it picnic food. Like, bitch, just whack it in the oven for 20 minutes and you can pick out. That's what our Christmas Eve food used to be like, because I used to love it. I just love Christmas. I love Christmas Eve.
When I was younger, though, Christmas Eve was so exciting, because it's
it was.
You're so, like, riled up, aren't you, for the big day? Like,
I remember one year, I don't think it was Christmas Eve, or maybe it was. I saw Anya, like, very close to Christmas, and I remember just being like, oh my God, Christmas is in, like, 2 days, and I'm seeing you, like, because I just thought it was such a weird thing that I was seeing my friend before Christmas. But
yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Think of Christmas being really family oriented. Like, you don't really do a lot with your friends. But I just remember going, like, Christmas is in, like, a couple of days, and I'm, like, seeing you. What the heck? Like, it was just mad. Like, it was really crazy to me. But no, I think it has lost its magic a little bit being older. But I suppose that's just because you're not a kid anymore. But I still do love it. I do love.
It is nice when you've got other, like. Like, I've got younger cousins, and seeing them. Same. Obviously, I've not been able to see them as much this year, but when they all get excited, one year we went to the Coca-Cola truck came, like, near where we live.
That'd be nice.
And then they had this whole, like, indoor, like, grotto sort of thing, and they were all so excited, bless them. And, like, I love that. It makes it so much more, you know what I mean, when there's kids involved.
Definitely.
Yeah, love it.
Right. Shall we move on to the big day? Move on to Christmas.
Big day.
I thought we wouldn't perhaps go into a lot of detail, as we've talked about quite a lot of things.
Yeah.
But obviously, first thing we used to do is open our presents. It was like, first thing, shoot down the stairs, let's get the presents out. But here's a question I was going to ask. How do you do presents? Because we used to do it like, we would get all the presents under the tree and everybody would have their own pile. So we'd go around and we'd give everybody the presents, and like, nobody could open anything until everybody had all their presents in their pile. Like,
and then would you all open at the same time?
No, so we'd usually go in a circle, like one person.
Yeah, see, isn't opening gifts such a, like, funny thing? Like,
I know, it's so odd.
I don't mind opening gifts in front of people, like my mum and dad and that. Like, I know, I don't find that awkward.
No, yeah.
Sometimes when it's maybe, like, extended family or, like, some friends.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I know some of my friends don't like opening presents in front of people, and they don't really like seeing their presents being opened, because I wouldn't react badly, but I think it's more the fact that, like, you've kind of got... I don't think I've really ever received many bad gifts that
I haven't, really.
Oh, I really like it, when I haven't.
Haven't, yeah.
Like, but, you know, when you've always got... It's that awkward, like, great, love it. Like,
it's when it's like something, say, I don't know, I don't want to say, like, but say for example, you got a jigsaw puzzle or a book or something, and it's like, or like, I mean, I love socks, but say you got a pair of socks, whatever, and you've got a whack, like, it's the best thing you've ever received, because you don't want to seem ungrateful, but it's like, yay, it's a jigsaw, like, that, like, I just never know. It's, I used to hate it after Christmas when my mum would be like, right, now I need to ring all my friends and say thank you, and it's like, mum, it's so awkward.
Thank you letters
just going
and stuff,
like, thank you. No, we had to ring, like, I had to fully speak to these people on the phone, like, thank you for my present. Like, it wasn't because I was ungrateful and, like, I didn't want to say thank you, I just felt like it was just awkward doing it. But
it's funny though, isn't it? Like, I'm happy opening them, but I can tell when people are awkward about it, and it's that, like, I quite like seeing people open them, because it's nice to see their reaction to things.
I'm one of those people as well, like, so say I buy you gifts or whatever, I like to tell them why I've got you that gift, or meaning behind it. Like, I know with Beth, it will take us hours to open presents, because I'm always like, oh my god, I've got you this because of this, like, and there's like a whole bloody story of each one, and she's probably like thinking, I just want to fucking open this one.
That's what I like. Because then I'm like, oh, got you that. Because, like, for example, it was my boyfriend's birthday this week, and I can't see him because of COVID.
Aww.
So he FaceTimed, and he opened the presents on FaceTime.
Bless him. I love that.
And, like, I wanted to know, you know, what if he liked it. And, like, I said, oh, I got that because of, you know, this. And I got that because... It's nice to, like, explain it a bit.
Yeah, because I feel otherwise it's just like, oh, here's a gift. Okay, thank you. Next gift. Like, I feel like you have to talk about it. Like, that's my opinion.
But back to what you were saying.
Yeah.
We kind of, when we were younger, we both would have like a sack of presents from Santa, as I said before.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my sister would open them, and then it would be the presents under the tree. And like you said, we wouldn't put them out in piles, but we'd pull one out and be like, oh, this one's for so-and-so, and then they'd open it.
Yeah.
But I like seeing everyone open them, so I wouldn't want us all to open at the same time.
No, I don't like it when people open. Like, my little cousins now open theirs just together, kind of thing. Whereas I prefer it if they opened it one at a time, because it's like, you get to see what each person's got.
And I like to see what people get.
Yeah, same. I'm very nosy. Because then I'm like,
oh, what you got there? Oh, who got you that?
Yeah, who got you that? Like, oh, what's that? Oh, very fancy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I like that. Also, as well, my mum was very much into tidy as we go. It was always, black sack out. Right, got the rubbish in the black sack, put the rubbish in. Like, she was obsessed with, like, tidy as we go, that we do not want the lounge messy, do we now? No, we don't want to lose any toys in the rubbish pile, so tidy as we go.
I know when I have my own family, I will be a tidy as you go.
You will be tidy as you go. You will be one of those busy bums that just can't sit down. You'll be like, right, guys, we need to do this. Like, you always want to have to relax. I can imagine.
I wouldn't. No. My mum at Christmas, though, would be there with the black sack. But we were allowed to, we used to always do this thing, and there's pictures of us, like, laying in all the wrapping paper. We used to do, like, angels in it and stuff.
Oh, that's so
but
cute.
I just don't like too much mess, so I would want to do it.
I'll either be a tidy as you go, like, proper kid, or I'll be like, fuck it, we'll do it afterwards. Like, I don't give
it's
a
Christmas.
Shit.
Well, I suppose maybe I'd relax a bit. It's Christmas.
I feel like the excuse of it's Christmas is said far too often in my house. Like, oh, it's Christmas, it's fine. Like, it's Christmas. Like, I'm like, all right, it's not always Christmas, guys. It is just another day.
I use that excuse when I'm eating and drinking a lot. Like, yeah. I can't remember what it was.
It's Christmas, isn't
it? It's Christmas. Well, no, we had a saying. One of my friends, Georgia, it was like, I think we used to say, like, fuck it, it's Christmas. And we'd be like, do you want to go on a night out? Fuck it, it's Christmas. Go on, have another one. Like, we just use that as our excuse.
I love it. No, it's great.
But then after we open our presents, how's your day going? Like, what are you doing after
that?
So
then probably breakfast is what we do. Probably have... I can't remember, actually, if we had breakfast before opening presents or, like, halfway through.
Oh, I have a question, actually.
I can't even remember. Go on.
This could have been a good question of the day, actually.
Oh, okay.
Are you the type of family that just lounge about in your pyjamas all day? Or do you get dressed and put a nice outfit on?
So we would open our presents in our pyjamas, because I've got pictures of me in my pyjamas holding up gifts. Like, I remember my old MSN profile was me holding up my new iPod that I got. It was that for a couple of years. I was like, that needs to change.
Oh, we need this photo.
I don't know where it is. I wish I still had it. I probably don't. But after presents, we had to be dressed for Christmas dinner. Like, we weren't allowed to be in our pyjamas. Nice. I think one year we were in our pyjamas for Christmas dinner, and my mum was like, never doing that again.
So I like I know we're only in the house, but I like getting dressed up, doing my hair.
I usually
put on
my Christmas jumper. Like, I've got like it's not a novelty one. It's like a nice Christmas jumper.
It's a tasteful
one. Yeah, you know, tasteful. It's got a few reindeers. Like, it's one of those patterny ones. I will usually wear that for Christmas dinner, because that's a bit festive, but it's also like presentable.
Yeah,
so that's why I
like dressing up on Christmas Day. Like, it's funny you're dressing up to be indoors, but I know some families just lounge around, you know, in their pyjamas all day.
Well, last year I had to fully dress up because I went out for Christmas dinner.
Oh yes.
I did.
Did you enjoy that?
It was different, and it was perhaps I would do it not maybe Christmas Day, but I'd do it the lead up to Christmas, go and do that. Mm-hmm. It was very weird having a steak for Christmas dinner because I went to Miller and Carter.
I like Miller and Carter.
Yeah, it's definitely something that I think everybody should do once, going out for Christmas dinner. But it's not something I'd like perhaps want to do every year. But I loved it.
Yeah.
And I probably would do it again. I thought I probably would do it again if
we went out for Christmas dinner once when I was younger. And it was full on like three course meal, like roast dinner, like roast turkey.
Oh yeah.
We went with our friends actually, that are our neighbours.
Nice.
But I think my mum just said like she missed it being at like, although it's nice, you know, no one, we don't have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But also I always feel a bit like, I know us not going out for Christmas dinner is not going to stop the whole hospitality industry, but I feel for the people that have to work for it.
Yeah, same.
Do you know what I mean?
I agree. But also, you don't get the cold meats next day, do you?
No.
No. So very true. So Boxing Day fit meal is a bit shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I may always remember that. I've only ever been out once. But like you said, it's something nice to try, isn't it? And it changes it up a bit.
Yeah, it's something different. But yeah, it's not something I want to do every year. I'm not doing it, obviously not doing it this year. Like,
well, no,
Can we cope? Well, I think, I don't know.
But you saying about steak for Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
I'm actually having steak on Christmas Day. Because we're actually celebrating Christmas Day on January the 1st because my two of my family members are working Christmas Day. So it's just going to be me and my dad. And so we're still going to do like Christmas. You know, we're not going to treat it like a normal day completely.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
But because we want to have a day because my sister's got to work nights Christmas, which isn't fun at all.
We want it
so we can all enjoy it. So
yeah, of course.
We're going to make, basically, me and my dad are getting a good end of it because we're basically getting two Christmas
getting two
days.
Christmas days. How good is that?
But yeah, so we're going to have steak on Christmas Day.
Okay.
And then we're going to have a full-on like Christmas meal on the 1st.
On the 1st. That would be nice.
I think we might be doing a few presents on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
But it won't be the same as a normal Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So me and my dad, we haven't really decided what we're going to do. I think we might play a couple games. We'll probably just get pissed, me and him.
Fair enough. Yeah, I like that. How funny, can I just say, that is, you're spending Christmas Day, the actual Christmas Day with your dad. I'm spending Christmas Day with just my dad.
Yeah.
How funny is that? Cute. Oh my God, us and the dads.
And you having a full-on roast?
I think so. We're going Christmas food shopping on Monday, so let you know what we pick up. I've had to make a little list.
But I'm sure we'll have a good time.
Yeah, but I think it'll be fun for you.
We wanted to go to the pub on Christmas Day, but we're still in tier 3 and that's not going to happen. So the plan was to go and have a few drinks at the pub, but I'm sure whatever we do will be fun. But yeah, it's not nice that my sister's got work night.
Yeah,
so
that's the thing.
We're going to make it as fun as we can for her on the actual on our actual Christmas Day.
But also,
but yeah, it'd be weird. It
elongates the festivities, doesn't it? That's what
I'd say. Exactly. Especially after this year.
Yeah.
Two Christmases. What more can we want?
Yeah, literally amazing. Oh my God, that's so good.
Well, I'll let you know how I get on.
Yes, please do. After Christmas dinner, I always find like I just need a couple of hours to just sit down. I'm in a food coma. Maybe have a little nap. Maybe watch a bit of
Christmas
TV.
Nap.
You know, I feel like you just need to have a little bit of time to just chill, digest the food, and just not do anything. Like
when I was younger, I never could get my head round like when my mum and dad would fall asleep on Christmas Day.
Yeah,
I used to be like, "This is the best day of the year, and you are asleep."
Yeah. Why and are I you just sleeping couldn't... on it? You're missing the day.
And like when I was younger, I just never napped, and like that just wasn't a thing. But as I've got older, like a Christmas Day nap is just something you just need it, don't
but
you?
But I found like, I mean, I'm not a napper. It's not something that I do a lot. I'm not really like somebody. If I nap, it's either because I'm either really, really, really tired or I'm ill. Like it's very rare. But sometimes after like a big roast or a big dinner, I'm like, I just need a little nap. And like, I feel like Christmas Day, Tony, if you're listening, you will be sleeping on Christmas Day. And I'm going to be very annoyed if you fall asleep because I'm going to be the only person awake.
We'd put a film on or like whatever's on the telly. Mm. And then I'd look around the room and like, mum's asleep, dad's asleep. And I'd be like, but I want to play with my like Tamagotchi and someone needs to set it up. And I just used to be like, why are they asleep? But now I get it. Now I'm older, I get it.
Yeah, no, definitely I agree.
It's a tiring day, especially if you're up early. Not that I'm doing loads, but, you know, I'm not cooking the dinner and that.
I feel like Christmas Day is one of the longest days of the year because...
Why does it go so quick, though?
Oh, it does. I think that's why I prefer Boxing Day, though, because I feel like it's just so much less stress and it's just like... It's
not a lot of pressure, is there?
Yeah, no pressure, no. And then usually after that, we just kind of get pissed. We play games, drink. The kids go to bed, you know. The adults stay up. We've played, like, Cards Against Humanity, like, poker.
Oh, that's a good one.
Just shitty games, getting pissed. Yeah. It's great, isn't it? I just love that.
Oh, I love that. We usually watch, like, a bit of Christmas telly if there's a Christmas special or...
We always watch the soaps. Like I said, we always watch the soaps on the Christmas day. And...
Oh, yeah, you said you like the soaps, didn't
you? Yeah. But no, I think I like the wind down of Christmas, like when the kids are in bed and the chill of it. You don't have to like. I find sometimes you've got to put on the happy face, and I'm like,
oh, okay.
Sometimes I'm not in the mood to be like playing with your little toy for the 16th time today, love. Like, don't give a shit.
We don't have any kids with us on Christmas Day. It's just literally my family that I live with. So, you know, it's not like we. It's easy, it's chill. Easy for you, I'm sure once, like, you know, we pop out some kids, it'll be a whole different game. But the fun, the more excitement and fun is Boxing Day for us.
Yeah.
Since we were little, we always spent Boxing Day with our family friends.
Oh, okay. And that's just so always. Did we,
We always did that. We'd go to their house 1 year or they'd come to us.
Oh.
And then they fostered kids, so there was even more kids to have fun with.
Yeah.
And then. We kind of, I think because people were working and stuff, we didn't always do it on Boxing Day.
Mm-hmm.
So then it changed to like just, maybe like the 27th, 28th, like that week.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a big celebration now usually on Boxing Day with like our family. So we usually have like...
I was going to say, you have like a whole village around your house.
I think last year there was a good like 25 of us or something.
Wow, madness.
And what we do is we do a Secret Santa.
Love that.
So everyone obviously pulls a name out, and then my mum has this big sack and we put all the presents in it.
And then
one of the kids will dish them all out.
Yeah.
But what's really funny is, like, for example, my boyfriend, it was his first Christmas with us. So, like, it's a nice way to get, like, to know people and people
definitely.
Are like, oh, we don't know what to get them. And it's only like a £5 limit, but everyone gets something. So it's a nice
that's
one.
Cute.
But that day's a good day. We all just play games and everyone just does what they want to do. There's no we don't have a sit down meal.
Our Boxing Day tradition, which I now completely disagree with as a moral person, used to be we'd go to the Greyhound racing.
Oh, right. I
think it's quite big in our family. We used to go.
There is a Greyhound racing near where I live, but I've never been.
Have you not?
Yeah. I've heard of it though.
It's obviously as a kid, you don't know about things. I used to love it, like watch the dogs run. Now I'm a bit like, I would never go. But that was always our Boxing Day thing, and we used to go with. So when I was little, Christmas Day was spent at my nan's house. So my nan and granddad had a big house. Christmas Day was the family, like so. My nan and granddad, then her kids, and then if they'd got children, like. That was what it was. Then Boxing Day was when all the family, friends, came around and we'd all go to the Greyhound. Greyhound. Is that what the dogs are called? I can't really think of the name. That was like the same games. We'd usually record like the Boxing Day horse racing and then watch and place bets. It was my family's very gambling family, so it was always money involved. Like it's very. I must be the only one that doesn't really care about gambling, but they all really love it. They're always like, throw the money about. I'm like, I'm skint, so no, thank you. I just think Boxing Day is more fun than Christmas Day, but then I feel like it's less formal. It's just kind of not that Christmas Day is like formal, like you know. But
I completely get that because we would just like. We have lots of games, like I said, about the silly hats. Like, some of the kids might be doing something. We might be chatting. Like, we had this, like, shot roulette game 1 year. And, like, the adults would play that.
Yeah.
Like, it's just everyone sort of just gets on with it. And it's, but that won't be happening this year because we would have more than,
I think it's like, eight,
the households.
Yeah.
Like, what is it, two households?
I think it's three. Yeah, you can have two households come, and I think it's up to eight people is what it is.
But this is quite a few households. So
yeah.
Next year it will be worth it when we can do it, and it will be
double better, definitely.
But no, I love Boxing Day. I think it's a good fun day, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Another thing that not Boxing Day, but having come from a split family, it meant that I always have to go to London during the Christmas period, the special Christmas days, but after, to go see my dad's side of the family. And we'd always do a little Christmas with them. Like, just, it wouldn't be like formal, probably just be go see, and we'd get a couple of presents. We'd like, you know, have a dinner. But yeah, we always used to go see my dad's sister and stuff, which was quite nice as well.
Like, that drags the Christmas fun out though, doesn't it?
Drags it out.
What I was going to ask then, did you see your parent, like, both parents all on Christmas Day, or would you go Christmas Eve with one? Or some people have like a set sort of thing, don't they?
We always spent Christmas Day with our mum. Our dad would always see us before. I think our dad would see us perhaps Christmas Day or the day before Christmas Day. And then he would take us like perhaps the 28th or something. We'd go see him.
And then you'd...
But we'd usually get our presents... I mean, our presents from him, we knew we're getting, because he'd always ask what we wanted, and we'd say, we want this toy or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But obviously, I think he used to actually come round Christmas Day. I don't know, my dad would have to tell me, because I can't even bloody remember. I think he maybe would come round, like, for a little bit to see us on Christmas Day.
Oh, that's nice.
We didn't do the thing, I know some people do 1 year with their mum, 1 year with their dad. Mm. We'd always be at our mum's house.
Some people have, like... the morning till the afternoon with one parent, and then I find it interesting, you know, what people, because, like, also not even split family, like, we literally just have Christmas, the four of us, and like some people have grandparents around, don't they, or they go see other relatives, but we've always just had it us four, and that's how we like it.
I think it might be different though when you both move out and you've got your own children, because it's that thing of whose parents do you go to, or do the parents come to your house? But then, say the parents come into your house, does Ruby then come to yours? Or like, it's a big thing when you get older, I think.
It's nice though, because then Christmas changes. Like you said, when you're a kid, Christmas is different. Now we're at this age, then when we have our own families, we're a grandparent and we're the one that they've who's having Nanny Molly for dinner.
Nan like, round this year. Oh yeah, we'll have her, don't worry.
You know what I mean? I feel like it's a sort of thing that change, like...
It does. It evolves always, each kind of...
Yeah.
Not generation, but each step you take in the age.
A bit like, you know, on the McDonald's Christmas advert, like the little boy, he like loses the Christmas thing. But then we all went through that stage, and now we like love it. Yeah. But like, definitely. You know, when you go through
I ever went through that stage of disliking Christmas Day. I was always a Christmas
You don't want to be quite like seen doing things, do you?
I mean, this year, I mean, I should have mentioned the intro. My nan put up all the Christmas decks yesterday.
She didn't even
consult me. I came home, all the Christmas decks were up, and I just helped her with the little garland on the stairs. She was like, well, we had to make the effort. But I was like, I would have done that with you, but didn't even get the option.
You missed out.
So I missed out on doing that, but still, the house is a little bit festive now.
Well, what I thought we could do towards the end is a few Christmas songs that we enjoy listening to.
I feel like we have to talk about Christmas. Well, I can't believe we haven't talked about Christmas music this whole podcast. Madness. It's my favourite type of music. I love, not my favourite, but I do love Christmas.
I listen to it all year, every year. Molly's Spotify Unwrapped is Christmas songs.
It literally is not. It's the opposite. But
can you imagine listening to Christmas songs all year round?
The thing is, I feel like, going back to my friend Josh, who says he doesn't have a roast dinner, I feel like it wouldn't give you the satisfaction of listening to a Christmas music.
No.
It's like watching Christmas films all year round.
No.
Like, there's that song, I wish it could be Christmas every day. No, I fucking don't wish it was Christmas every day. No, thank you. I'm glad it's one day a year. That's all I need.
At what point do you think it's acceptable to start hearing Christmas songs, though? Like, in the shops and on the radio?
I don't want to say December the 1st, because I think it can be a bit early. I'd probably say, like, November the 20th or something. Like,
yeah, I was gonna say last week of November, I reckon.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I know we don't celebrate Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving-y, maybe that time, but yeah, it's when they start going in like September, October, I'm like, you need to pipe down, because that is not that, no.
Same with Christmas films, I think you should start watching them maybe like last week of November.
Haven't watched a single Christmas film this year. I need to get on
come
that
on.
Sorry
get I'm on in. That
I'm just been very tired.
Oh, we need a nap.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Right, anyway, what's your favourite Christmas song? Because if you don't have one, I'm going to be very disappointed. You knew this was going to be coming, Faith.
I knew it was coming, but I find it hard to pick my favourite. As I said, I'm very indecisive. And then I'll hear one on the radio, I'm like, oh yeah, I quite like that one. You know what? I think I quite like that Wizard one, Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. Even though I don't wish it could be.
Or is that, which one's Slade? No, that's Merry Christmas Every Body or something.
Oh, they do. My dad likes that one.
Yeah, sorry, Wizard. I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I wish it could be Christmas every day. Yeah, I do enjoy that one. Also, I don't know if you know.
Yeah, go on.
But you know Mariah Carey?
Yes.
She got Christmas number one this year.
Did she? And
that's the first time she's got it, like, for 25 years.
Oh.
The Christmas, yeah, it took 25 years to get it.
Bloody hell, I thought she was Christmas number one a few times, but obviously
I thought that too, but I heard it and I was like, oh.
That isn't one of my faves, to be honest, the Mariah Carey song. It's
no.
It's a classic, but it's not at the top of my list.
I don't like her as a person.
No, I don't like her as a person. That's a whole other thing.
My what is yours, though?
It hasn't changed for about 10, 15 years. It is Shakin' Stevens, Merry Christmas Everyone.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice
it's
one.
Just snow is falling dun, dun, all around me. Children playing, having fun. I just love it, and I think because it's one of those ones. I mean, they're all quite upbeat, but I just think it's very upbeat. It makes me want to dance. It is just, it's just my favourite.
We also took to the Instagram and asked a few people.
Oh,
and
yes,
Molly,
we did.
One that I thought you might enjoy.
Go on.
Bit of Elton John. Step Into Christmas.
No, I saw somebody had put that, and I just went, how could you like Elton John?
I feel like Gavin and Stacey's ruined it slightly.
I think, yeah.
So I do like that little sketch, though. It does make me laugh.
Step Into Christmas, I just think of Gavin and Stacey, but I forget it's an Elton John song, and obviously I'm not a fan of Elton John. But it's like, do you want me to step into Christmas?
I also sent Molly a, if anyone else is a TikTok fan, there was Elton John with his family doing a Christmas sort of thing.
Completely forgot he had children. Like, completely forgot he had kids.
She lapped it up.
When he comes out as Father Christmas, I was like, Elton, what are you playing at?
I tell you also, I was thinking, like, Michael Bublé, obviously the Christmas man
himself.
Yeah, let's
defrost him every year.
I haven't heard any Michael Bublé songs on the radio.
Have you not?
Like, this year, I've barely heard a Bublé song.
Because I know he kind of stopped performing, didn't he? Because his child got ill, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And he kind of took a step back from the limelight. So he hasn't really released. But he was Mr. Christmas
standards
for a few years, weren't he? Well, I can't even think of what his songs... Well, did he just cover Christmas
songs? I think
he does
a lot of covers, innit?
Yeah. I don't really know any of his songs, if I'm going to be honest with you.
I forgot about that he existed. Also, yes, tell you who else has a good album.
Go
Justin Bieber, Mistletoe.
Mistletoe!
That's a good That's a good Christmas album.
Yeah. I didn't know it was a whole album.
Whole album, Molly.
Oh, okay.
He does like a Drummer Boy one. That's quite a good one.
Oh, okay. Justin Bieber Mistletoe, the song.
That's good.
That
but the album,
a...
I think,
oh,
it's called Mistletoe.
I haven't heard the album. I'll have to listen
get it up
to
on your Spotify. You'll enjoy
Go,
it.
Oh, I will. So another person that released a Christmas song that I quite like is the Leona Lewis one. I think it's called like Eight Sleeps or something. It's quite
new. Yes, that's quite a good one.
4 more days until you come. Whatever. That's quite
a
good one.
Oh, yeah, and it's like 3 more days. Yeah, that's a good one. They would play it on our radio station.
Yeah, I think Heart always play it.
I forgot about Leona Lewis too.
So did I. It was literally because it came on the radio and I was like, that is a great Christmas song. I'm going to put that
thing
on the
list. The thing is, I think if you make a Christmas song, you're on to a winner. Like, because, do you know what I mean? You're going to make the money and it's going to come like.
But then I think, as well, I think it's hard to get into the Christmas market now because there are the same Christmas songs every year, and I feel it has to be really good to get into
exactly
it. Do you know
if
what I
you
mean?
Get a good one and it stays but like I was exactly what you're saying. I was discussing this with my sister's boyfriend saying like to get because there's so many well-established ones like you need to get one that people are like that's it.
What do you think about the controversial one this year?
What's that one?
Fairy Tale of New York.
Why is it controversial this year?
Because it has the F word in it.
Oh, but is it not been controversial every year then?
Yeah, but this year some radio stations are not playing it, and they've changed the lyrics, and people were saying, "Well, it's been played like this for how many years? Why are you changing it now?" But I agree with changing it. I think it shouldn't be said. But yeah. That's just my opinion.
No, that's a fair point. I didn't know there was like backlash this year.
Backlash.
So I know with on Gavin and Stacey again, they sang it and people were like,
people were in uproar about that. The fact that they sang it and they made a joke out of it almost. So I don't know, but no, I am. It's a good song, but I don't ever sing that.
It's catchy, but it's funny lyrics, isn't it?
And also, every time it comes on, there's you're guaranteed somebody's gonna go, you know, she died in front of her kids on a jet ski accident.
Yes. Always, funny, someone brings
my
that up.
My mum always used to say it. Always used to say it. She died in front of her kids, you know. I know, mum. You tell me every fucking year.
Yeah, I remember my sister telling me that.
Yeah, madness.
Strange fact.
It's a sad fact, really, isn't it?
A sad fact.
What about Band-Aid?
Oh, yeah.
You've got to love a bit of Band-Aid, don't you?
Do
that's what I sang at the beginning.
Oh, it's... Is that it?
Yeah,
I liked it when they did a, like, new one a few... It was not a few years. It was a while. Zoella was in it.
And, Joe Sugg and Alfie Days. Yeah, I remember that.
They should do... Yeah, I quite like that. And you'd see all the people got, like, I think One Direction were in it.
I think it's good because, obviously, it got a lot of people... I suppose it's like the Grenfell ones. I like it when they make a song for a specific thing. Yeah, and it's like a charity song. Like, no, I enjoy that.
Yeah. Oh, well, I love a Christmas song.
So
I'm going to put some tunes on after this.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's have a fucking party.
Bloody party, guys. Oh, can I just have a little quick before we go? We haven't mentioned him and we need to mention him because...
Who?
JB from JLS.
Oh my god, I actually had this written down because I was like, we need to mention this. I'm so glad you've said that.
If you don't
in the words of JB,
Merry Christmas.
I'm glad you mentioned that. So, you made it to the end of the Christmas episode and the end of Christmas.
I know, that's mad that
cry
Christmas
face.
Day is now over. Well, it probably isn't over, I don't know. Maybe it is.
But
it's been a long day.
The next episode, we're going to go down, obviously, the new year route.
We are. We're going to perhaps do a little reflective, I think. We should perhaps reflect on the year that
we
had. It's going to be quite a horrible reflection, but hey-ho, we move.
And talk about what maybe the next year will bring for us.
Yes,
so...
and resolutions. So if you've got any resolutions, let us know.
Tune in.
Bye.